Every year, the House Armed Services Committee allows non-committee members to make requests for what they think should be in the Defense Authorization Act. This year, small business is the name of the game. Six House members asked that committee to add provisions they think will help. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni has more.
The National Defense Authorization Act holds a lot of sway in Congress and in the Defense Department. It's a bill that authorizes the amount of funds that can be given to certain defense programs and sets policy for the U.S. military. It's also usually a slam dunk when it comes to being passed. The bill has been successfully signed into law 55 years in a row. Last year, the bill was even vetoed by the president, but thanks to the budget deal and some negotiations, it found its way onto the books for 2017. With a track record like that, and one of the least productive eras of Congress, getting a provision in the NDAA is a big deal. Every year, the House Armed Services Committee opens its floor to outside lawmakers so they can suggest possible provisions for the NDAA, and this year, two words made a lot of noise.
Small businesses.
Small businesses.
Small business.
Small business.
Small businesses.
Small business.
Small business.
Small business. And despite its small name, it made big noise at this week's hearing. Six lawmakers came to testify before the House Armed Services Committee to support a bill, or at least provisions of it, that was reported out by the Small Business Committee earlier this year. The members of the SBC want their Defending America's Small Contractors Bill, or H.R. 4341, folded into the 2017 NDAA. SBC Chairman Steve Chabot explains what he thinks the bill will do for small businesses.
First, it modernizes the Small Business Act to ensure that the language used is clear and consistent across federal procurement programs. Second, it strengthens the small business advocates within SBA, DOD, and other federal agencies to promote competition and make sure the laws on the books, including the NDAA, are followed. Third, it improves opportunities for small businesses to compete for subcontracts and then to build on that experience to compete as prime contractors. Fourth, it improves coordination between the SBA and DOD mentor-protege programs, which helps small businesses better serve our military. And finally, the bill implements common sense reforms to ensure integrity and accountability in small business programs, such as size standards, veterans contracting programs, and contracting officer training programs. In the coming weeks, I also expect our committee to approve additional legislation that reauthorizes and strengthens the Small Business Innovation Research Program, the SBIR. I'd respectfully ask the committee to incorporate all of these provisions into this year's NDAA. Our nation needs a robust small business industrial base. It's vital to both the health of our economy and our national security.
The SBC's ranking member also spoke in favor of putting the bill into the NDAA. Last year, the House Armed Services Committee wrapped up some of SBC's recommendations into the 2016 NDAA. And though the NDAA's language won't be released until April, House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mac Thornberry seemed amicable to the suggestion.
Let me thank you both again for your contribution. I think the sense we have is just as both of you have testified, it's getting harder and harder, especially for small business, to do business with the Department of Defense. And that's why our committee on a bipartisan basis is so focused on trying to improve the way the Department of Defense does acquire goods and services. And the bill that y'all have introduced and passed out of committee is certainly something that we want to take a serious look at in that effort.
DOD's most recent small business scorecard gives the department an A for its contracting with small businesses for 2014. DOD says about 23% of its prime contracts were with small businesses, and that's about $54 billion worth of business. But DOD didn't meet its goal in wanting to use small business for 36% of its subcontracts. The department only mustered 33%. The Small Business Administration says for 2015, it met its government-wide small business goals. Small businesses won about 26% of federal contracts, equaling about $91 billion. While the Small Business Committee leadership asked for the whole bill to be included in the NDAA, other lawmakers lobbied for certain provisions to be folded in. Delegate Amada Coleman Rattlewagon asked the committee to include her provision to task the Government Accountability Office with examining the way Small Business Administration personnel report to the Office of Government Contracting and Business Development, or OGCBD. Here's Radewagen on why GAO needs to examine the office.
Because of the responsibility for implementing many of the programs rests outside of GCBD, and GCBD having limited influence over those responsible for the day-to-day operations of the program, the opportunity for waste, fraud, and abuse is prevalent. Meanwhile, regulation implementing statutory changes intended to help small businesses are taking 3 or more years to implement. Furthermore, many of the organizations within GCBD conduct duplicative activities, leaving open the possibility of greater inefficiencies and more bureaucracy for small businesses seeking to compete in the federal marketplace.
Other lawmakers lobbied for provisions like changing small business classifications for agricultural firms. But not everyone is fond of the small business bill. The American Small Business League says the bill makes no effort to stop large corporations from continuing to receive billions of dollars in federal small business contracts. GAO and SBA have released studies showing that large businesses have used loopholes to take advantage of small business programs. One other issue stood out from the crowd of lawmaker requests, but it didn't have to do with small businesses. Representative Judy Chu asked the committee to add a provision to strengthen DOD's hazing policies. Chu's son committed suicide after being hazed in the military. The House Armed Services Committee has included provisions on hazing in its last 4 NDAAs. Here's Chu.
I request that as the House Armed Services Committee prepares the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act, language is included to, number one, require DOD to submit an annual report to Congress to ensure that anti-hazing policies are implemented consistently. Secondly, require DOD to improve existing training to help service members better identify and respond to hazing at all command levels. Third, mandate that DOD issue a department-wide guidance on a comprehensive and consistent data collection system that includes information on protected classes such as race and religion. And fourth, evaluate the prevalence of hazing through department-wide surveys. Only when we have these changes in place can we truly begin to eliminate hazing in the military.
Thornberry seemed hospitable to the idea of adding hazing provisions to the NDAA. From Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Read Scott's story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.